They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. EscapeAdventures.com. Isn't Jesse Turner full of energy? Unbelievable. This guy must wake up and order breakfast the same way. You know, he is an incredible human being. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 431, as we check out our traffic cams, good news. That earlier incident on the 215 at the 15 interchange has been cleared. However, you're still bumper-to-bumper in a couple of areas there on the Southern Beltway. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. It's been sluggish all afternoon long through there. Also 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Slow there. Very slow downtown on the 515 as there's only two lanes available. Westbound at Eastern and US 95 eastbound at Rancho. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. Also, there's some backups on the Northern Beltway. Very slow there, 215 westbound. That's at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football, the team brought in veteran linebackers KJ Wright for a visit. Wright
left Las Vegas without signing a contract. He spent 10 years with the Seahawks, then hit free agency in March. So far, he has not drawn a lot of interest, despite the fact that he started all 16 games for the Seahawks last year. He is 32 years old. You would think an opportunity to sign him would come at a relatively low price. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they pick up a 7-5 win against Salt Lake yesterday. That series will continue tonight. Paul Blackburn getting the start for the Aviators. He comes into tonight's game with a 3-6 record. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The sale's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Stock up for school with 40 to 70% off almost everything and deals from $13. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through August 10th.
In some places, it's always rush hour. And the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I love? I love it when one of our guests, our local guests, ends up on Fox News. It shows that we have incredibly good taste on this program because the folks that that we select, apparently the folks at Fox like, and they book them. So it was last night. I'm tooling around on cable news, and I'm watching Shannon Bream, who I really, really like, late at night. She was on with Randy Sutton. And we've had Randy Sutton on this program, what, maybe 30 times, 40 times, 50 times over the course of the years. He was with us at CBS. He was with us at 790. And now he's with us here. He was on just last week, I think. Maybe it was this week. It's been a long week. But this was Randy Sutton with Shannon Bream refunding the police. There's been a lot of talk after defunding the police. Now Democrats are racing to do an about-face and talking about refunding, not refunding, but refunding the police. Randy Sutton says it's not going to work.
You know, we see a number of these cities and localities saying, all right, we're going to pour some money back in. We're going to try to hire back officers. But a lot of places are having an exceptionally hard time doing that. Police, people don't want to come risk their lives for the salary that they'd be offered. They're worried about legal liability, their own lives. And frankly, morale, as we've discussed, is not good. So is the refunding going to solve the problem?
No, it's not, Shannon. This is like a massive ship that has been headed in one direction for the last couple of years, trying to turn it around. Now, the reality is that the defund the police movement was basically a movement of revenge against the police by the political left. Very well funded, I might add. Now, here's the reality. If you could throw money at this problem and try and put more officers in uniforms out onto the street, but that's not the totality of what's going on. There have been massive changes in laws and policies put into place by politicians on the left that have really made effective policing almost impossible. You look at the radical. And when I say radical, I'm not talking about, you know, some minor stuff. I'm talking about major changes in the way policing could possibly be done in Illinois and also in the state of Washington. Washington has enacted the most radical of any of it, including what we have just seen. It literally went into effect just days ago, and within a day, a murderer was basically allowed to run free because the police were not allowed to use force to apprehend them. This is truly a crisis situation. And when you look at what's happening in Minneapolis, this is a time now when the people have to stand up, because if they don't stand up, the blood is going to run in the streets. And this is not a scare tactic. This is the reality, and we've seen it in the last year or so. It's not a spike in violent crime; it's a tsunami of violent crime.
He's right. More coming up with Randy Sutton. 30 plus years on the job. He began in Princeton, New Jersey, and he spent the bulk of his police career as a lieutenant with Metro. And now he is the founder and president of Wounded Blue. And he was just on the show like a week ago. And a really good guy, though. And all of a sudden, I see him on Fox News. I go, that's my buddy Randy Sutton with Shannon Bream. I just absolutely love that. Stay where you are. More to come. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. I might even slip by there after work tonight on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom?
then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Always good to have gentleman Jim Dallas with us. He is a big, he used to be, a big pro football fan. And last night we had the first NFL game of the season. It was preseason. It was the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And it wasn't much of a game, but you saw a little bit of it. Was it good to see football on your TV again?
Well, it is. It is good to see football back, Kevin, but I kind of see why the NFL has reduced its preseason schedule from 4 games to 3. They're taking that game and making it mean something so we can see the first stringers play. And that's what I noticed when I got home last night after our show. I looked at the screen and I didn't recognize hardly anybody. Guys that are not going to make the team, and that's why they do this. It is professional football, and there's such a jump between college and the pros, and that's why they need to decipher. They need to go from 90 players all the way down to 53 players once the regular season begins. And what I think we saw last night in the first game of the season was a lot of guys that are not going to be playing on Sundays come September and October.
Well, and a lot of them may not be playing in the next 2 weeks when they have to get cut down.
Yeah, it goes to 75.
There are going to be a lot of those guys that are not going to be. But can I tell you, it was really good just to see football out there and fans in the stands. It was refreshing. And again, Canton, Ohio, a good loyal red state. At least we think so.
And my home state, by the way.
You always got to rub that in.
Canton was the city of my birth. So
no.
Yeah. So that it kind of hits home with me every year. I had the opportunity. I went there one time to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, and I met up with Anthony Munoz, who was the star left tackle of the Cincinnati Bengals when they were going to the Super Bowl back in the 80s. He happened to be there in the Hall of Fame, and I just walked right up to him. I said, Anthony Munoz. And and I took a picture with him. It was before
selfies.
The selfies became a big deal. But it was a lot of fun, and timing was everything. And to this day, he is still the only Cincinnati Bengal that spent his entire career with the team that's in the Hall of Fame. Hopefully that will change with Kenny Anderson, but we can talk about that another day.
I love that. Gentleman Jim Dallas, and a proud native of Canton, Ohio.
Yes.
I'll make sure I always intro with you with that, just so everybody, nobody will be able to forget that you're from Canton, Ohio.
That's right.
That's Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us. Always love, especially on Friday. We have a little fun. I want to get back to Randy Sutton, because I just happened across cable news last night, and late last night, and there was Shannon Bream on her show on Fox News Channel, and who was there with her? But my buddy, my pal, no, I'm serious, Randy Sutton was talking about cop shops all across the country, and he, of course, a veteran of 30-plus years on Metro as lieutenant, And I thought it was great, though, that he stood up for cop shops everywhere and said America needs to stand up for our police. Here it is.
Bernie Goldberg writing this in The Hill, he says, it's the left wing of the Democratic Party that wants to defund the police. It's progressive Democrats who came up with the idea to reimagine policing. And none of this bodes well for Democrats next year. Voters don't like politicians who are soft on crime and hard on cops. Will the potential political fallout be enough, you think, to turn things around with some lawmakers?
I really hope that it is, because this is true democracy. Now is the time for the people to speak. You know, the reality is that 77% of Americans believe that there are that the police are to be trusted. Mm-hmm. So you have a very vocal minority who says, no, we have to abolish the police or reimagine the police. I mean, some of the euphemisms that have been put into the vernacular here are amazing. I mean, I recently heard violence interrupters. So it's insanity. Here's what really needs to happen, Shannon, and this really truly is not rocket science. We were able to solidify a true criminal justice system in the late 80s and early 90s when crime was really out of control. And we did it by holding people accountable for their crimes. Now, the federal government has immense power. If they actually want to work with local and state police, they can do it, because they have they have immense latitude. But it has to be reality-based policing. Yeah, and you won't even hear, from the left what the reality is. And listen, people are getting killed. Cops are getting killed. We had another officer killed just today. And you know, listen, Shannon, I deal with this every day as the founder of the Wounded Blue. I listen to the most heartbreaking stories from police officers who have been injured. We have to work together. We have to band together as a country and support our law enforcement officers.
If they don't feel that from their local communities and the people who are there to protect them, it's a serious problem, because they need to know they have our support.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Shannon Bream and my buddy, my pal, Randy Sutton, and a guy that I admire a great deal. Again, 30-plus years on the job, and you gotta love people like that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. We celebrate it on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bass Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I always love it. People say I use that term too much, but by the way, it covers so much. Amy Klobuchar was on with Anderson Cooper last night and tried to tie Donald Trump to the January 6th attack on the Capitol, which makes no sense at all. If you listen to the speech that he gave there at the Capitol, it wasn't an incitement to anything. Let's go to cut two real quick, though. This is Amy Klobuchar with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN.
The insurrection just didn't happen by itself. Donald Trump was leading up to that since the election day on and calling people to join him in this big lie and calling people that day, of course, to march down the mall to the Capitol. But what I'm most interested right now, of course, is not only figuring out how this happened. We looked at what happened at the Capitol. The Select Committee in the House is actually looking at it in a deeper way. And that's really important to allow to go on. But as that happens, I'm always looking at what's the next step. And the next step is the over 400 bills that have been introduced around the country to limit people's right to vote, including ones that have passed, like in the state of Georgia, which basically says you can't even vote on weekends during a runoff. You can't even register people to vote during a runoff. You can't give water for nonpartisan volunteers to people in line. You have to put your birth date on an envelope, in the inside envelope, because they know people can mess that up. These are the kinds of bills that are passing, as you mentioned, Texas, around the country. And so this is all tied in to what was going on before the election. And yeah, it's important to look back at what happened, but it's just as important to stop what's happening now.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I get direct messages on Instagram from people saying, well, why are you still talking about the former president? Just ignore him. What you just said is the reason that there's actually legislation happening now, which is based on and relies on the big lie. This isn't just some guy in Mar-a-Lago in the you know, in the hanging out in the lobby of Mar-a-Lago talking to anyone who will listen about his stolen election allegations. They're making legislation based on it.
Exactly. And, you know, audits that aren't real in Arizona and the like. So that's why you wonder why we are so focused on the For the People bill. That sets national federal standards saying, you know what, you should be able to vote early. You should be able to vote in whatever way you can that's safe, like mailing in your ballot. There